Many people associate Harsha Lake at East Fork State Park in Claremont County with boating and recreation. But while those activities are important, that's not the reason it was built. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. I'm Jay Hanselman. Harsha Lake has one primary goal: control the amount of water flowing into the Ohio River and eventually the Mississippi River.
We were originally built because of the 1937 floods.
Samantha Batchelder is a park ranger with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers, which operates the lake about 4 miles south of Batavia on the East Fork of the Little Miami River.
Those floods caused so much damage throughout the Ohio River Valley that the Congress at the time decided to pass another Flood Control Act in 1938 and basically provided all of us the funding to be able to build these projects. Even though they didn't get built till much later on, the funding was in the authorization was provided then.
Construction on Harsha Lake started in 1970, and it was fully operational in 1978. As of yesterday, the lake's level was 762 feet above sea level. That's about 30 feet higher than the summer. Beaches, boat ramps, and some buildings are closed because of high water. The highest the lake can go is 795 feet, but it's never been close to that. The historic high was 777 feet in 2011. When it comes time to start releasing water, attention will turn to the large concrete control tower that rises out of the lake near the earthen dam.
There are hydraulic gates that are in that tower. That tower goes all the way down to the bottom of the lake. And those gates, we have a couple different kinds. We have our main gates, which are very large, and then we have our bypass gates, which are much smaller, and they let out much less water.
Harsha Lake is part of the Corps of Engineers headquarters in Louisville, and Batchelder says officials there will determine how much water to release and when.
Depending on how much water Louisville says that we can let out, we'll determine what size gate we need to use. What they do is they give us a measurement in cubic feet per second. That's how we measure how much water is coming out of the dam.
The release will be controlled, and it will take some time for the lake to return to its normal level.
Each lake is designed to only let out so much water a day. Typically, they measure that in feet, so you're only allowed to go down, let's say, 2 feet a day. That's because we want to prevent erosion downstream, and also you can't overwhelm your downstream water, because if we all let water all at the same time, because we're all flooded right now, all the lakes are, you're just going to bring that Ohio right back up. So it'll be a very controlled release, and our hydrologic engineers down in our district office will determine that.
In July 2010, the Corps of Engineers estimated Harsha Lake had prevented more than $87 million in flood damages. At WVXU.org, you can see pictures of the Harsha Lake Dam being built and photos of the current flooding. I'm Jay Hanselman, 91.7 WVXU.